Guns and football. It's a combination that's far more common than just the Plaxico Burress incident this weekend. The Giants put an end to the star wide receiver's season and suspended him for actions detrimental to the team. But Burress is certainly not the only athlete who carries a gun. Many do so because they fear for their lives, a point made more clear by news that another Giant receiver, Steve Smith, was robbed at gunpoint outside his home last week. David Fleming wrote an article called Living Scared for the latest issue of ESPN, the magazine. David, why are football players living scared?
Well, it's actually kind of an interesting, almost a perfect storm of circumstances from a criminology standpoint. Their salaries are in the newspaper. Their work schedules, their travel schedules are in the newspaper and on the internet. And, you know, while the average person couldn't pick out the CEO of Bank of America, NFL players are very recognizable, and all of that has sort of led to them becoming targets of violent crime.
You know, Giants owner John Mara said he knows a lot of players carry guns. He said it's not something that we're particularly pleased about, but that's the choice that they make. What's the NFL policy on guns, and what do you suspect is the reality?
You know, the NFL prohibits players from carrying guns while they're doing business for the NFL. And Milt Ulrich, the vice president of security, said they strongly urge players not to use guns as a way for to protect themselves or for security. But the truth of the matter is, players that I talked to estimated that up to 50% of players in any given locker room own guns, whether it's for recreational purposes or to protect themselves, they didn't say, but that's a very high percentage.
Mm-hmm. And it seems some of the guns players carry, of course, may be legal, and in other cases they're not, as it seems the Plaxico Burress case, he was not a licensed to carry a gun in New York. Several of the players you talked to for your article described how important it is, but how hard it is to back down when faced with someone who wants to hurt them. Describe what they told you about how their unwillingness to back down on the field can be a bad thing in real life.
Yeah, this is a really interesting problem for them. You know, what makes them great as football players, the idea to be fearless on the field and to feel invincible and to think of themselves as untouchable, if they carry that attitude with them off the field in their everyday lives, that actually makes them more vulnerable to violent crimes. And so they're in this strange juxtaposition where what makes them great as football players actually makes them targets of criminals.
One great tidbit in your story is the so-called Tony Dungy rule. What did the coach tell his players?
Well, Tony Dungy always addresses the idea of security with his players during every season. And he also supplies a stack of crime statistics to back him up. And what he says is 95% of these crimes or these incidents that happen with players happen after midnight. And so his rule is, look, if go home at midnight. If she hasn't winked at you at 12 o'clock, she's not going to wink at you at 12:05. Do yourself a favor and just head on home.
All right. Sounds like good advice overall. Thanks a
lot,
David. Thanks a lot, David.
Okay, no problem.
David Fleming is a senior writer for ESPN, the magazine. You can find a link to his article, Living Scared, on our website, WNYC.org.